Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome to the Sunday Spiritual Podcast. It's August 27, 2017. This day has a very special meaning to me, and I'm going to share it with you, as we always do on the Sunday Spiritual Podcast. 6 days a week. It's Every Day is Saturday. It's entrepreneur, motivation, inspiration, success, money, wealth, all that good stuff. Today, I thank God. And if you thank God and you want to believe along with me, if I can pray for you, all that and more, listen to the show. Heck, even if you're not a Christian, go ahead and listen to the show. It's motivation. It's light on the religion stuff. It's just a way for me to share my faith with you, hoping that it hits you at the right time. If you're in a dark spot, you're in a tough spot. Oh, no, Sam, I want to follow these people on the internet that they live in Malibu and they're on a beach and they just bathe in their money. That is so freaking fake, man. That ain't even close to real. And I'm shocked that you don't know that. If you don't know that right now, every single ad that you see on Facebook is complete and utter crap. Okay? Uh-oh. He's off the rails already. Damn right I am. I'm here to help you, man. I'm here to save you. I'm here to help you from yourself. Don't have idols, man. Idols as in I-D-O-L-S. Idols. Why? Because then you put it all on you. Look what I did. Look at me. Here's my Facebook photo with my money. You suck, okay? If that's all you got, you are so lost from this world. You are so of this world, it isn't even funny. Stop worshiping idols, man. That crap will get you in a chapter something bankruptcy just like it did to yours truly. Oh, my God, did I have idols. Are you kidding me, man? I had an idol for everything, the money, the car, the house, the image, the pride, the ego, all that stuff. And then God brings you down, and he will bring you down, and he will keep you. And sometimes he'll just laugh at you like, oh, my God, do I really need to show you that it's not, none of this is about you, that none of the, that I did not create you to worship idols, that I did not create you in my likeness so you can get out there and pretend that it's all about you? You know, you're going to stumble and fumble and bumble around life, and I forgive you, and I give you grace for that, but can you get your head out of your ass? Is that in the Bible? Oh, my God. I gotta watch these Sunday Spiritual Podcasts. I got to watch. Make sure. Note to self. Although, I think ass is in the Bible. It's just not probably used in that term, but I think it is in the Bible in that respect. Hebrews, endure hardship as discipline. That's the verse I want to focus on today. Hebrews tells us to endure hardship as discipline. Think of the last hardship that you were in.
Oh, Sam, I have every day. It's great.
Bull crap. Unplug this show, please. Go plug into Mr. and Mrs. MLM push button profits on the internet. 90 days to get rich quick and all that crap. Because this ain't your show, man. This is about real life with real problems, real issues. There's three things happening right now in your life. You're either going into a crisis, you're in the middle of one, or you're coming out of one. And if you're out there pretending like you ain't got one of those three going on, you are as phony as a $3 bill, man, and you need God more than anyone. Endure hardship as discipline. What does that mean? You have hardship in your life right now. What is God trying to say to you in that hardship? What's he trying to say? He wants to teach a lesson, not in a bad way. I'll teach you. Not that at all. He wants you to learn. He wants you to glean wisdom from this. He wants you to understand, you know, this whole adversity that my family's been going through. And let me tell you, man, it has been real deal, 100% legit adversity. I posted on my Facebook page. If you follow me on Facebook.com/Sam Crowley, Also on Instagram, /everydayisSaturday, I'm going to post 30 in the next 30 days. My daughter's trach comes out in 30 days, September 27th. So for the next 30 days, I'm posting a photo every day that just has a meaning. It may be a super positive, uplifting, motivational meaning, and it may be a super suck, F me, this life sucks photo that I look at and think, man, was I in a bad spot. Wow, that was dark. And it's just to keep it real because I know those three things are happening to everybody going in the middle of or coming out of a crisis. And that hardship is to teach you discipline. So check me out. Oh, by the way, everybody sending me your direct messages on Instagram. I love you. Thank you. I've replied to every single one. If I haven't, hit me up again. I know I got a couple of questions that have come in on Instagram, and I'm going to answer those on the podcast as well. And so let me just do this real quick. Let me just check my DMs. I'm going to give a shout out. Who asked me a question? I'm going to answer it. Cedric. Cedric loves Jamie. He's Cedric. He's 23 years old. That's his Instagram. And Cedric loves Jamie. Hi, Sam. I'm Cedric. I'm 23 years old. I've been listening to your podcast for 2 years, and you always cheer me up. And he's got a question. Cedric, keep listening. This week coming up, I'm going to answer that question. All right. Today's about your faith and how it affects you and this hardship that my family has been going through. Oh, by the way, keep the DMs coming, man. Show me your picture. Let's connect, man. Let's see photos. Isn't that what Instagram is for? Send photos, man. Let me see who's listening to the show. Let me put a face to the sound. And adversity. You know, my family's been going through this for 3 years, more than 3 years. Our daughter born at 1 pound. It has taught me it ain't about me. It ain't on my time. I wanted my daughter's lungs. I can remember like it was yesterday. A month into this ordeal, she weighed about 1.5 pounds. Like, hey, so how much longer we got? How much longer do you think she's going to be on the ventilator? Maybe a couple more weeks? And they're like, dude, you got no clue, do you? I'm like, no, can you help me out? Because I don't get on the internet to solve medical issues. They said, yeah, you're in this thing for a while. Maybe by her third birthday, maybe longer. I'm like, what in the hell? And then she got trached. And all of this taught me that it ain't about me. And it's not in my timing. It's in God's timing. And God's timing is the perfect timing. Think about the caterpillar. That caterpillar turns into a butterfly. But that caterpillar does not turn into a butterfly until it's ready to turn into a butterfly. What would happen if it started to sprout the wings and it started to appear and you just come on, and you started pulling on the wings. Come on, grow faster. You rip him right off. He's not ready to fly. It's not the right time for the caterpillar to become the butterfly. Yet you want everything in your time. We all want everything in our time. Why? Because we're worshiping idols. We see how everybody else, who's got the perfect life, by the way. Oh, check out that hottie online, man. Damn, she is tight. Look at that body, man. I want her body tomorrow. Yeah, why don't you follow that hottie around, okay, and see how she eats and how she disciplines herself and how she fuels her temple, how she fuels her body, and how much water does she drink, and how much does she go to the gym? And by the way, how does she make time and not excuses for all that? You know, how does that happen? And by the way, don't worship her body because you want her body. You want your body, and you want your body to be a healthy body. You know, maybe your body isn't 5'2", 98 pounds. Maybe your body is 5'8", 140, and it's beautiful, and it's healthy, and it's going to last you 90 years. And it's going to give birth to 6 amazing children and 20 grandchildren, and one of them's going to be an astronaut. Holy cow. We all lose our looks after a while if it was all based on looks. Come on. Are you kidding me? That phrase, beauty is skin deep, has never been more true. Look at the Kardashians. Don't even get me started. How the hell did the Kardashians come up in a spiritual podcast anyway? Somebody tell me that. Let the hardship be your discipline, just like Hebrews says. Whatever you're going through right now, take a minute, would you? Turn off the digital stuff. Go on a digital detox and say, God, what's the message in this? He'll tell you what it is. But you're so damn loud talking and iPhone and iPad and smart tablets. And I know I just mixed 2 things up together in an iMac and a Mac and a Windows and a radio and an XM and a Sirius. And next thing you know, boom, get quiet. Listen to what God has to say to you. He's trying to tell you something. He's trying to teach you a lesson. And if you listen, you'll hear that message. But you have to stay silent. You switch those words around, silent. And you can use them all, and they spell the word listen. All right? Get quiet. Find discipline in your hardship. both those words right there, they could be used as negative. You don't know, oh, that's a discipline. No, discipline's a good word. Healthy discipline, spiritual discipline, business discipline, relationship. Don't you want to have discipline in your relationships? Of course you do. You want to set boundaries, correct? Yeah, that's not a bad word. Hardship is only a negative connotation if you don't see the blessing that comes out of it. Our daughter's trait comes out in 30 days, and let me tell you something, man. We've been to hell and back. My wife has fought. We have fought. We fought in front of our kids. I'm not even proud to tell you any of that. Sometimes I've been a complete 100% ass myself because I made it about me. Because I made it about me. I made it all about me. Well, I can't go here. I can't. I got to go speak at this event. No, Sam, you can't go speak at that event because you got a kid on a ventilator, buddy. You got to lose that money. More important, you got to lose that ego. How about a slice of humble pie? That's what God was telling me. I listened most of the time. I'm still learning just like you, and I'm sharing my message with you to inspire you to listen to God and live life. Be present today. Don't worry about tomorrow, man. Just be present today. Listen so God can speak to you, all right? And let me see what's going on. Hit me up on Instagram. Every day is Saturday. Twitter at Sam Crowley. And you know I love you guys. You know I love your dream. And I want to see you in Atlanta. I want to meet you end of October. Look for the page going up next week. I'll direct you there. Don't worry. Let's get through this thing together, man. Let's get through this thing together. It's Sam Crowley. God bless you and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.